evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Well, I'm still thinking about last night's show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm making the broad assumption that all of you who are listening tonight listened to last night's program, but I'm hoping that there's a lot of people tuning in here for the first time tonight who've never listened to this program, maybe even never listened to the Republic Broadcasting Network. But those of you who are new to the show, and hopefully there are many of you who are new to the show, will forgive me for talking in a very colloquial and familiar tone to the listeners who heard the program last night. That's a mouthful, basically, to say that if you're new to the show, just give me your patience. Those of you who did listen last night will be interested, perhaps, in the email that I received from the guest who was on the show last night, Brian David Anderson, author of the book, My God, I'm Hit. His letter, which I'm going to read to you after the break when I have more time, he asks in the letter, will you read this email with no omissions and in its entirety on your Thursday night radio program? Well, yes, I am going to do that, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to read his email in order to put what might one call a period at the end of this sentence. Maybe a word sentence in this case is not the right word. Maybe paragraph, because a sentence is something that a judge levies upon someone maybe getting ready to send him to the gas chamber. Well, I do have a number of interesting news items also that I want to go through with you here tonight on the program, and we'll go to some calls later in the hour. The number here, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. I'm a little behind schedule here tonight, folks, so you'll bear with me as I shuffle through my paperwork. Had a very long day today. That's one of the problems. I have been shuffling through a lot of paperwork, trying to reorganize my files here at home and the small number of files I have at the American Free Press office on Capitol Hill. And speaking of American Free Press, I will remind you that today is Thursday. Today's the day that American Free Press goes to the printer after having had a vacation week last week for Thanksgiving, and there will be an issue in the mail to you very, very shortly. If you're not now a subscriber to American Free Press, I would urge you to subscribe to American Free Press. And you can, of course, check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net on the Internet. Well, as we go to the break, folks, I'm going to remind you something very important. Don't forget to send the Christmas card to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and in that Christmas card, enclose a special Christmas gift. And I mean, folks, a donation. I said you can save your money for that donation by skipping sending all those Christmas cards to people that never send you Christmas cards back. And don't tell me that everybody you send Christmas cards sends you a Christmas card back. I mean, I just wouldn't believe it if you told me that. All right, stay tuned, and I will treat you to the email from Brian David Anderson, author of the book, My God, I'm Hit. Check out his website at mygodimhit.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. As promised, or maybe threatened, I said I was going to read you this email I received from Brian David Anderson, and I'm going to read it. Michael, thanks for having me on your radio show. If you had thoroughly studied my book, you would have known what June Dishong wrote in her diary, and you could have related that information on your radio program. If you had thoroughly studied my book, we could have had more in-depth discussion about the eyewitness testimony of Hugh Betzner. I guarantee that if you and your listeners thoroughly read and study my book rather than skim the pages, as you did before both of your radio programs devoted my book titled My God, I'm Hit, you will learn a great deal about how John Fitzgerald Kennedy abdicated the presidency of the United States by fake assassination. I do hope you will be fair and balanced by carefully and methodically reading my book in its entirety before you review an American Free Press is published. Before your review an American Free Press is published. Also, my token one-time appearance on you radio show is no proof whatsoever that you are not a volunteer or shill for the Jesuits and the Vatican. The only proof that will demonstrate that you are fair and balanced is to open the investigation and discussion about the foundations of the New World Order by myself and others such as Greg Szymanski to all suspects, including your Talmud, the Vatican, Jesuits, and other factions. When you devote a portion of your radio program and writings that are at least half of the effort you devote to the Talmud, to the investigation of the Vatican and the Jesuits, you will then get off the hook related to you being a volunteer and shill for the Vatican and Jesuits. You state that the Vatican and the Jesuits have never posed a threat to the United States and are not the number one bad guys. Presidents, statesmen, business leaders, great inventors, and others from George Washington to Abraham Lincoln in private letters and public declarations such as the Monroe Doctrine address the very real threat posed by the Vatican and the Jesuits. Obviously, we have not headed their heeded, spelled headed in this, folks, headed their warnings and actions as the acts of the New World Order being covertly swung by the Vatican and the Jesuits is about to fall on the United States, America. Who is a better source for Americans to believe or not believe that the Vatican and Jesuits are behind the New World Order? The unsubstantiated, ranting, and ridiculous denials by Michael Collins Piper and Alex Jones, or the ardent writings and actions of Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Morse, Abraham Lincoln, and countless other American statesmen? Will the American Free Press be displaying the remainder of the copies of My God, I'm Hit at future conferences? If the American Free Press will not be displaying my book, please return the remaining copies and I will pay the postage. Will you read this email with no omissions and in its entirety on your Thursday night radio program? Is the phrase, quote-unquote, fair and balanced, just meaningless words or a devoted course of action for Michael Collins Piper and the American Free Press? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I started to respond in my email to Mr. Anderson rationally, or so I thought, almost paragraph by paragraph, without having read through his email to the end. And then I realized it was a hopeless cause. So basically, in the middle of my response to his email, which I have read to you word for word precisely as he's written it, my goodness, I just said to him, okay, well, let's just say here and now that for the record, you may quote me as saying that I, Michael Collins Piper, am an agent of the Jesuits and the Vatican. It's a losing proposition, folks, to even attempt to debate this. I gave the man a whole hour last night, and some of his defenders, of course, will say, oh, well, an hour is not enough to tell the whole story. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, an hour is enough to get the basics of your message out, and I had to pull his teeth to get him to even get into the gist of what he was trying to convey by the end of the first half hour of the program. Now, that may be just his problem of miscommunication. Also, he didn't want to tell the audience what was in his book. He wanted the audience to buy the book. Well, I don't think that's particularly good public relations marketing myself because, you know, I've always thought, okay, tell the people what's in your book and then they'll want to buy it and read it for themselves. Aside from all that, folks, Mr. Anderson started off on the same note that, as I recall, Greg Szymanski started off when he introduced the debate between Eric Phelps and myself on his program here in this network a year or so ago, and that was the presumption, the assumption, the assertion that, well, we're really all on the same side. We're just trying to get to the root of who's really behind this New World Order. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, I have to be frank about this, and this may offend a number of people in the audience, but I do not believe that anyone who is saying that the Vatican is behind the New World Order or even a primary player behind the drive for the New World Order is really on my side because anyone who is promoting this theory, particularly the theory which is now being promoted by Mr. Anderson and apparently by Greg Szymanski and other people who are out to get the Vatican and the Jesuits, they're promoting the theory that John F. Kennedy never died, that John F. Kennedy was in cahoots with the Vatican to fake his own death in Dallas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I really have to say I'm not sure we are on the same side, ladies and gentlemen, because promoting this idea about the Vatican is a distraction, it's a distortion. And the idea that the Vatican is such a major player, now not that they wouldn't like to be, but the idea that the Vatican is really one of these forces behind what we generally refer to as the New World Order, well, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. And you know what, folks? That's all I'm going to say about the matter. As I said, you know, I've even devoted now far too much time to it. But the only reason I did, as I told Mark Glenn here in a discussion on this program the other night, and if you recall, Jim from Texas also echoed what Mark Glenn had said. I was addressing it for the simple reason that there are so many people who evidently do consider themselves patriots who inexplicably to me, and I think I can speak for Mark at least on this, inexplicably to Mark as well, that there are so many patriots who really are allowing themselves to get caught up in this business about the Vatican and the Jesuits. So, you know, like I say, I've said about all I can say on the matter because it's starting already to get a little bit redundant and it's starting to bore me. And it also is clearly a losing proposition because I don't intend to allow this radio program to become devoted to senseless discussion over whether or not the Vatican really is this horrible, even gigantic force because, number one, as bad as there are so many things about the Vatican, and as powerful as it is in certain respects, it's not as powerful as it could be or as powerful as it wants to be. And I can tell you this much, the Vatican has very little influence here in the United States. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. Anyway, interesting article in Forward, the distinguished Jewish newspaper out of New York, and you can see we are shifting back here to some real hardcore politics. Interesting article says that the primaries, the reshuffled primaries, have candidates betting on Nevada. So in other words, the tiny state in Nevada could be an important place in the presidential nominating process. Let me explain to you why, or as Forward explains it. When it comes to presidential primaries, Jewish Americans have generally found themselves sitting on the sidelines in such late voting states as New York, New Jersey, and California. This year, due to the reshuffling of the primary calendar, the community has the potential to have an impact in at least one key battleground state. Nevada, home to one of the country's fastest-growing Jewish communities and a rising center of the New American West, will hold its caucus January 19th. The contest, now third on the official Democratic calendar, could well prove pivotal if none of the party's frontrunners emerges from Iowa and New Hampshire. Jewish Nevadans, long an outsized presence in the state's bedrock gaming industry, have more recently played a growing role in the state's politics and are taking part in the current contest as donors, endorsers, and volunteers. Though two of the state's most prominent Jewish Democrats, Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman and Representative Shelley Berkeley, a chair of the upcoming caucus, have so far declined to make endorsements in the race, a number of the state's prominent Jews have begun taking sides. Some of the biggest names from the gambling industry have established themselves as important supporters in both parties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, folks, you heard it here, not from Michael Collins Piper. I'm just reading to you what one of the most distinguished Jewish newspapers in America has to say. And don't forget, it was in the Iowa caucus 4 years ago that the Jewish community turned out in big numbers, according to Forward, and set the stage for John Kerry to be the Democratic presidential nominee. That's from Forward, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a theory. These are some cold, hard facts. All right, stay tuned when we come back. Some more interesting little news items. And then we'll go to the calls. Number here is 800-313-9443.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Here's an interesting item from the Washington Jewish Week. Now, the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington, they have expressed concern. They have expressed concern that church and state separation is a major, major item. Now, this is something we're constantly hearing about, church and state separation. Hearing this from Jewish groups who really get all upset if little children pray in school. Yes, that's very subversive. That threatens to bring back the Third Reich, revive Adolf Hitler. Okay, so in this very same issue of Washington Jewish Week, where these Jewish groups are howling about the need for church-state separation, that's on page 6, folks. But guess what? 3 pages before that, on page 3, is an almost full-page advertisement, big color advertisement, with a picture of the White House and a giant menorah sitting right there in front of the White House. Hanukkah on the Ellipse, 2007. Tuesday, December 4th, 5 p.m., lighting ceremony of the National Hanukkah Menorah. There it is, folks. It's sponsored by the American Friends of Lubavitch. And it's right on the National Mall, right there on the ellipse. Folks, you and I are the owners of that. We American citizens, we American taxpayers, assuming you're taxpayers, maybe you're not taxpayers, but you're still citizens. In any case, this is our property. This is public property. And if you and I went down there to try to put a nativity scene, the police, the White House police, the National Park police, and whatever police operate there, we would be taken away in handcuffs if we tried to put a menorah, or not try to put a menorah, no, if we tried to put a nativity scene there. Now, they do put a Christmas tree up, folks, but the Christmas tree is not a religious symbol. But I'm here to tell you that the menorah is a religious symbol, and it is also the symbol, folks, of the state of Israel. And these people, American Friends of Lubavitch, their National Menorah Council, they are being allowed to place this religious symbol, which is also a symbol of a foreign state, on our taxpayer-owned, citizen-owned property on the ellipse. So, in the same issue of American Free Press, where these powerful Jewish community organizations are bitching and complaining about the need for separation of church and state, they are effectively bragging about the fact that that separation of state from religion doesn't apply to them. Oh, folks, you know, I tell you, I'm not even going to say what's going through my mind here, because then I would be accused of, I'd be accused of a lot of things. But I'll tell you, I think that's the utmost in hypocrisy. And I tell you what, if the Vatican ruled this country, you wouldn't find a menorah on the mall. You would find a crucifix on the mall. You would find a nativity scene on the mall, folks, right there on American taxpayer-operated property. Disgusting. What? You know, I showed this to a liberal friend of mine today, who I happen to run into here in a restaurant on Capitol Hill, and he said, you know what his response was? Kind of laughing. He says, well, he says, that just goes to show you that the Gentiles run America. And this is a liberal talking, folks. I mean, come on, what more evidence do you need, folks? I mean, what hypocrisy, or as Alan Dershowitz would say, what chutzpah? Now, folks, I used to have a hamster, and they're one of the friendliest little animals you can get. And if you've ever had a hamster and watched him run around in his cage or play with little toys, it's one of the cutest things you can find. I mentioned that to somebody the other day. Well, now the Philadelphia Weekly Magazine is in trouble. They featured a hamster on their cover. They have a special annual gift guide showing a variety of animals sporting holiday garb. And guess what, folks? Because they had a hamster on the cover of their magazine, Philadelphia Weekly, which is not a neo-Nazi publication, which is not a hate publication, which is not a publication issued by the Vatican or by the Hitler fan club, Philadelphia Weekly has been taken to task because some of its readers took offense at the representation of a hamster on the cover. Some people said that it was perhaps anti-Semitic in tone to have a hamster on Philadelphia Weekly's annual gift guide. Now, I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to let you wonder about that over the break. That's why I deliberately delayed telling you why it's considered anti-Semitic, or possibly anti-Semitic, to have a hamster on the cover of a gift guide that's featuring animals wearing holiday garb. I kid you not, folks. Stay tuned. Must be a Vatican plot.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Vatican Hour with Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Vatican City. Okay, before the break, folks, this was not a this was not an April Fool's joke a few months early. This is absolutely serious. Washington Jewish Week reports this week that members of the Jewish community in Philadelphia were upset because Philadelphia Weekly's annual gift guide had a hamster on the cover. Now, there were other animals mentioned, cats, dogs, and parrots. They were wearing holiday garb. Well, what was upsetting about the hamster was that he was depicted wearing a yarmulke, which is a Jewish beanie, and sidelocks, playing with a giant dreidel. That's a Hanukkah toy of some sort or another, which I've never played with since I don't celebrate Hanukkah, contrary to rumors elsewise. In any case, according to Washington Jewish Week, given that anti-Semitic literature is replete with images of Jews as rodents, it's not surprising that some readers took offense because they had a hamster wearing Jewish garb. The magazine defended the image, with senior contributing editor Liz Spickle telling the Jewish Exponent that she found the little guy, quote-unquote, super cute. And Washington Jewish Week says super creepy seems more accurate. Now, you know, I got thinking, ladies and gentlemen, if they had had a cat wearing a yarmulke and sidelocks and playing with a dreidel. Now, I've owned cats, ladies and gentlemen. I know cats very well. Cats are very sneaky. Cats are very slippery. Well, then the Jews would have complained that a cat was implying the Jews were sneaky and slippery. Now, I've owned dogs, too, ladies and gentlemen. And dogs, as you know, are scavengers. Dogs will eat dead things. Dogs will roll in dead things in the grass. And dogs can be pretty sneaky, too, ladies and gentlemen. So what would the Jews then complain about? The fact that the Jews were being compared to dogs? And then would they say that, oh, well, this is a typical Arab opinion of the Jews because Arabs don't like Jews? I mean, Arabs don't like dogs, or so they say. As far as parrots are concerned, what if they'd have had a parrot wearing a yarmulke, folks? Okay, parrots are not very original. Parrots copy and mimic others. Well, a lot of anti-Semites over the years have claimed that Jews are not very original, and they've stolen the ideas of others and reworked them for themselves. There's a lot of people who claim that there's virtually no such thing as Jewish history at all, that it's all been stolen from the cultures and religions of others. Would they have then complained about a parrot wearing a yarmulke? I mean, come on. You know, you can go on and on. My God, what if they'd had a pig? I know some people that have a pet pig. They're wonderful animals, but I can just imagine what it would have been if there would have been a pig with a yarmulke on, or a snake with a yarmulke on. I've known people who owned pythons, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God almighty. Oh. What can I say? Not much. It's almost as bad as trying to debate whether or not John F. Kennedy really died in the limousine in Dallas. Well, same issue of the Washington Jewish Week has an interesting headline. They have a column called The Jewish Ethicist from Rabbi Asher Meyer, who apparently is with the Business Ethics Center of Jerusalem. And it says here that spying on a spouse is a no-no. That's the headline. Somebody writes the rabbi and asks if it's all right if he or she keeps a close watch on what the spouse is doing on the internet. Well, spying on a spouse is a no-no, according to the Jewish ethicist, Rabbi Asher Meyer. Well, I would like to know why spying on law-abiding American citizens is not a no-no. I would like to know why groups such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee and the Simon Wiesenthal Center are constantly spying on law-abiding American citizens. That's a no-no. That's a no-no as far as I'm concerned. But evidently, it's not a no-no, according to the Jewish ethicist. I don't know what position the Vatican has taken on this, but that's another question for another time. Well, I have to tell you, I feel a little bit vindicated, ladies and gentlemen. Article in the New York Times today, and also there's other reports about it elsewhere in the news, but in July 1969, President Richard M. Nixon and his close advisors were quietly fretting about a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Their main worry was not a potential enemy of the United States, but one of America's closest friends. Well, the article goes on and on and on and says that there could be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. They were afraid of this, not because Saddam Hussein or the Iranians or the Egyptians or the Iraqis or anybody at all. No, they were concerned about the fact that Israel was engaged in nuclear weapons development. Well, folks, of course, that was the underlying thesis of my book, Final Judgment, on the JFK assassination. And in the chapter in that book on Watergate, in which I discuss Israeli connections to the Watergate affair, I point out that one of Richard Nixon's earliest actions upon taking the presidency in 1969 was calling for the top secret files on Israel's nuclear weapons development program. Get me the files, he said. Well, I do feel a little bit vindicated there, folks. You know, they say, oh, that's just Mike Piper spinning another anti-Semitic conspiracy theory involving poor little Israel. Well, if you think that's bad, what I've written about in Final Judgment, wait till you read my new book, assuming you read it, which is coming from the printer right now. It's all about Israel's nuclear weapons program. And it's a pretty good little book, if I do say so myself, with a pretty interesting cover. But the book is not quite yet available, so I'm not going to promote it here. But you know what? One night on the program, I'm going to give out some free copies as soon as it's back from the printer. But anyway, yes, that Israeli nuclear program, that is something to be concerned about, because that's why we're in the mess we are today. Israel wants to have all the bombs and doesn't want anybody else to have any bombs. Talk about stereotypes of greed. That's about as greedy as you can get. Oh, well, I think it's time to go to the calls. We have Jim from Texas. Jim, you've been very patient. Come on up.
Mike?
Jim.
Am I on?
You're on, Jim.
Okay, as far as last night's guest, I think he should change the title of his book to My God, I've Been Hit by Arlen Specter's Magic Bullet, which changed direction four times, went through two different bodies, bones, marrow, fatty tissue and everything else, and remained in pristine condition on a stretcher in Parkland Hospital. That would be a perfect title for that book. And it would proclaim to everybody with two active brain cells exactly what an idiot this guy is, okay?
Okay, never mind. I'll just let you say what you have to say, Jim.
And I must take umbrage with you because you continually just say distinguished Jewish newspaper. Okay, that's like saying Mother Teresa lookalike Al Capone, who treated all his people with the most fastidious decency. Okay, Mike, it doesn't compute. Okay.
Well, you know, somebody asked me today why I was buying that newspaper to which you were referring, and I said, "Well, I said there's one primary reason. I said I want to know what's going to happen because they're the only ones who seem to know."
And also, when you to talk about the Vatican, okay? The last time I heard, Sumner Redstone wasn't the Archbishop of Los Angeles. And Gerald Levin was not the Cardinal of New York. The Vatican has no say on anything. The only thing they got is this guy, I forget his name, O'Donnell or something, a spokesman for the Catholic League. They got him on all the time.
Wait, you know, you're thinking of Donahue, his name is.
Yeah,
you know what's funny, Jim? Eric Phelps and many of these other people, and I can't say this about the guy who was on the show last night, but Eric Phelps and these others who say that the Vatican is the secret force in world affairs, I have seen them say that the Vatican is actually the secret controller of the American media. Now, this is what they say.
And to get into your thing about the rodents displaying a certain ethnic group, hey, if the shoe fits, Mike, is all I can tell you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
There's a certain fellow out in Los Angeles, if he's listening, and I hope he is, he'll know who I'm talking about. He's a very funny fellow, and he has a name that he uses, a nom de plume, as a Rabbi Marv Taperman, okay, from the animal the taper. And that should tell you something right there. And if anybody gets mad about it, I couldn't care less.
If they'd have had an elephant on the cover, I mean, what would they have said? Oh, my God, they're talking about the elephant in the room, and everybody says that the elephant in the room is the power of the Israeli lobby that no one wants to talk about. See, you could pick any animal in the world and find some sort of twist to it. You know, I mean, it's more of this insane nonsense, and yet we have to deal with it on a regular basis. I mean, but you know, in all seriousness, though, you know, I kind of was making light about that. But as far as this business about the menorah on the mall, I mean, is that in your face or what? On one page in the newspaper, they talk about how separation of church and state is so very important, but then right here on state-owned property, and in this case the federal state, right there on state-owned property, they're displaying their own religious symbol. It's like they're shoving it into our eyes.
Mike, you live in the leper colony of Washington, D.C., okay? And you continually express amazement at all these sores you get on your extremity, okay? This is the way they operate. They take pride in rubbing it in your face. They love it. They love to do this. They think it's the neatest thing in the world to say, we'll put our menorah up there and rub your face in it, but don't you dare put a nativity scene up there, because we'll stomp that out. And they actually think this is neat.
Well,
this
you
is
know,
the way
you
these
know,
people
Jim,
operate.
You, Jim, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I tell you what, I know that there are people out there listening to us right now saying, oh, isn't this horrible that they are saying this? But I challenge those people to come to Washington, D.C., and explain to our good Christian president, George W. Bush, and explain to our good Vatican-controlled Congress. I want them to go up there and explain to them that since America has a very strong Christian heritage, and since President Bush thinks Jesus Christ was a great philosopher, that we really think maybe we ought to have a nativity scene on the mall right near that menorah. And I'm here to tell you, they're going to be turned away at the inn.
not only turned away, they'll be sued in every federal court in, what is there, 12 different federal, 10 different federal courts, I think.
Well, you know, I mean, in all seriousness, if some nice old Christian lady went down and tried to put a creche, as they call them, the nativity scenes on the mall, I guarantee you she would be taken away by the police. If she resisted in any way, she would be put in handcuffs. And yet here, this powerful Jewish organization is putting up this symbol of Jewish power and Jewish arrogance right there in the ellipse in front of the White House, telling us who really runs things. And I'm telling you, it's not the Vatican.
Mike, I'm waiting for him to put up a 300-foot perfect facsimile of Barbara Streisand's face on your public property there in Washington, D.C., just to rub it in everybody's face. I know how horrible it sounds, but hey.
Jim, thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, if they got upset over the hamsters, what are they going to do when they see a picture of Ariel Sharon's boar's head on the front page? I mean, talk about having hissy fit then. I guess that takes all the implication out of it. That's more
explicit, yeah.
I guess.
No comment.
But yeah. Well, Mike, I want to talk about the Republican debate last night.
Yeah, go ahead.
On CNN's sister station, Headline News, they were simulcasting the debate, and over the picture of the debate, they had a graph of the audience reaction. I guess they hooked up 24 Republicans and had them, you know, gauge their reaction second by second, depending on what each candidate said. And unfortunately, when Ron Paul spoke the truth about how we're getting attacked and hated in the Muslim world because we're occupying their lands and causing trouble over there, the reaction kind of went down. And that really angered me, because here he is speaking the blatant truth, just cutting through all the crap and just saying how it is. And these stupid people, you know, had a dim reaction. And I was wondering why this is, and it's basically because the American public as a whole is highly uneducated. They have no idea what our foreign policy is doing. All they hear is, you know, the media telling them how, you know, we're good and great and we don't do anything wrong, and, you know, it's really disappointing to see these stupid people.
Well, they're echoing what they're getting out of the Bush White House, and they're echoing what they're getting out of the Republican National Committee. But But, you know, I tell you, the problem with that is that, those we don't know who those 24 Republicans were that they selected for that poll. But, you know, I still think that Ron Paul is having a bigger impact in a broader sense than they want to admit. I think I I've never believed the polls anyway, but the new attention they're paying to Ron Paul, the new negative attention, I think is a pretty good sign that he is having some impact. So, Mike, we're going to the break here momentarily. Why don't you stick on for the break?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you from Washington. We are going to a break, and for those of you who are listening carefully, I urge you to listen carefully to those commercials. Patronize our advertisers, folks.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Mike aboard from Illinois. Mike, it's very interesting. You mentioned that reaction during that polling, which, of course, God knows who the people were and how they were selected. But very interesting. We got a Pat Shannon of the American Free Press staff was relating to me this afternoon that he got a call from an acquaintance of his who's been a regular contributor to the Republican Party over the years, and he received a recorded telephone call, not Pat Shannon, but his friend, received a recorded telephone call from a Republican organization asking for responses as to who they thought had won the debate. The debate you're describing, well, they give the list of the candidates, but they only list Romney, Giuliani, Huckabee, Thompson, and somebody else. The person was sitting there eagerly waiting till they got to the name Ron Paul. Well, when you get to where the person thought they were going to hear the name Ron Paul, it said other. Yeah, so, I mean, they were not even giving this Republican organization, a Republican Party organization, was not even giving Republican contributors the opportunity to say Ron Paul.
Yeah, so, there's definitely, like you said, there's a Ron Paul revolution going on. It's unfortunately, though, the mainstream Republicans are just too brainwashed to even understand what he's talking about. You know, I mean, anything to these, you know, mainstream Republican conservatives, anything that kind of criticizes American policy or, you know, what we do is like anathema. You know, how dare you? You're blame America first crowd, you know? I mean, we're the greatest nation in the world. We could do no wrong. I mean, these people, you know, they're just so brainwashed. I guess they're just stupid.
Well, you can also see something else very, very interesting happening. Now, you know, this guy, Mike Huckabee, he's a Southern Baptist and one of your classic Christian right types, at least on the social issues. But apparently he's otherwise pretty much a liberal Republican on tax and spend issues and so forth. But what's interesting is the mass media is building Mike Huckabee up all of a sudden. And I think the reason why is because they're trying to build him up as the alternative candidate to the big name front runners. They want to kind of, they want to try to push Ron Paul, you know, as far away from public attention, public perception, public understanding. So they're using a Baptist minister of all people to be their, he's their new golden boy. They're talking about what a great guy he is and how funny he is and, oh, he breaks the mold and this and that and such and such. There's only one candidate that breaks the mold in the Republican Party, and it's Ron Paul. And the amazing thing about it is Ron Paul represents the best of what the Republican Party used to be all about. But this is the problem. They don't want people to remember that. They want people to think that people like Rudy Giuliani represent the Republican Party. Well, he does represent something, but not the Republican Party.
And one last thing before I go, Mike. You were talking about Mona Sharon, I guess, a couple days ago or last week. And she's going to be on a panel with Prager and Medved discussing the Annapolis conference. So I guess you know, we're going to have a fair and balanced discussion of the Middle East summit there. You know,
yeah, that's real fair and real balanced. Hey, I'd like to join that panel as a representative of the Vatican.
All right,
Mike, thanks for your call. Apologies to the callers, we couldn't get up, but. God willing, and all things being equal, I'll be here tomorrow night. And hopefully you will be too. In the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming at republicbroadcasting.org. Have a good evening, folks.